In this week's Parsha and Parshas Misora, we have the pasuk in Shishi Pesachir Misora and Rabbi of Misora. And the one to who the house belongs, they shall come and they shall say to the Kohen, there is something like Saras that's appeared to me in the house. And the question is, why am I saying something like Saras? It either, you know, reminds me of the scene in 24, where one a bad guy asks someone else, are they dead or not dead? Like, you can't sort of be dead. So it either is or it isn't. So there can't be something like. So what's pshat here in the pasuk saying something like that? And I saw a beautiful pshat based off the Mishnah in the Negayim that said when something like Saras, we're not buckies. We're not buckies in that field. I remember Hachberg telling me that Negayim was the hardest mesechta. He never knows if he really understands. Like, that's not an area that we're necessarily a bucky. Okay, I could be a bucky and say the bracha on water, shahakul. But when it comes to the other areas of halacha, it's not that simple, and I shouldn't assume that I know, and I should definitely get accustomed to making sure somebody who would in fact be a bucky and who can declare it should in fact make the answer. And it's teaching me an important level of humility that I have to admit, I don't always know everything. There are definitely things that are outside of my scope that I am not going to know, and that's quite all right. I don't have to know everything. I know what I know, and I try to gain as much knowledge as possible, but to open ourselves up to this humility aspect to say, there are definitely areas and there are definitely things that I may just not know the answer to, and that's totally okay, and perhaps is that idea which is so important when talking about Tazria Mitzvah and Saras and Lashon Hara as a whole, that to it's all about humility. If I have humility in life, if I'm a humble person, I'm not going to come around speaking about other people, because you generally speak about other people. We do that to make ourselves feel better, to make us as, oh, look at what juicy information I have. But if I take that step back, no, I'm going to be humble. I'm going to be quiet. I don't have to have this whole conversation. I don't need to talk about this. It's not the most critical thing in the world to talk about. It makes us different people. Have a wonderful Shabbos.